This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Psalm chapter 14. What's happening? This psalm introduces us to someone called the fool. He says in his heart, "There is no God. Fools disregard God." This is most likely not the same thing as atheism, the belief that God simply does not exist. Instead, fools live, think, judge, and make decisions as if God does not have any real effect on the world. This secret inward conviction against God has consequences. The fool becomes corrupt and is unable to do anything good. Fools exploit the poor and needy for their own gain, consuming them like pieces of bread. When God looks down from heaven, he concludes that every person is like this. No one is left on earth who does good, not even one. David is exaggerating. He doesn't include himself or the righteous who are oppressed, but the message is clear. The world is full of sinful fools, and if we're honest, that includes you and me. David tells the fool who acts like God has no effect on the world that they should be terrified. God is very real. And David encourages the wise who know God exists that the Lord will be their refuge. He will restore what was taken from them and bring them into his protective presence. Where is the gospel? Paul, in his letter to the Romans, addresses the same fools David does, and even quotes this psalm directly. Paul says, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one." In our wisdom, we claimed God had no real effect on the world, and it earned us the title of fool. In a world that constantly rejects God, you can see for yourself the type of corruption, oppression, and exploitation that exists. And we're foolish to think we're not complicit in those systems. If we want to escape the corrupt cycles of life on earth, if we want to be forgiven for the ways we've contributed to oppression, then we need to believe that God exists. We need to trust that God is real. And if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is God, we will not only be wise, but we'll experience the restoration of our world and the warmth of God's protective presence forever. See for yourself. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you eyes to see the God who searches the earth for our hearts and knows who we truly are. And may you see Jesus, who is God in the flesh and who restores our world and protects us by his presence.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.